Paul Rusesabagina and Callixte Nsabimana, along with 18 members of the FLN militia that were convicted with them, had their prison sentences commuted by presidential order. First of all, if you know the recent history of Rwanda, and as President Kagame has said, Rwandans have forgiven the unforgivable. Even people who committed genocide here have found themselves freed and back in the community. So with this case, it's important to note that there is consensus that serious crimes were committed by Rusesabagina and his FLN militia, for which they were convicted. And under Rwandan law, commutation of sentence does not extinguish the underlying conviction or the obligation for compensation to the victims as decided by the court. Paul Rusesabagina made a request for clemency as provided for by our laws. He accepted more responsibility on the crimes he was convicted of, and he has also made important pledges for his future conduct, including his exit from politics.
Yolanda, did your government release Mr. Rusesabagina just to avoid international isolation or pressure?
There has certainly been a lot of international interest in this case, mainly because of a successful Hollywood film from, 15 or more years ago. The U.S. was particularly interested, given that Rusesabagina is both a Rwandan citizen and an American resident. However, Rwanda has always maintained the serious concerns we have with this case, especially around political violence by armed groups, including those that are led by people operating from the safety of developed countries. This is something that the United States has agreed with us on, as laid out last night in last night's statement by the State Department, as well as the decision by the U.S. to retroactively rescind the wrongful detention assessment. So suddenly there were a few false starts, but Rwanda and the U.S. were able to have constructive discussions carried out on the basis of mutual respect and an understanding of the real issues, particularly Rwanda's concerns about the safety and security of our population.
What becomes of those who were convicted along with Mr. Rusesabagina? Are they also going to be released?
Those convicted alongside Paul Rusesabagina, including Callixte Nsabimana and 18 other members of the armed militia, FLN, have also had their sentences commuted. They are now free men, and we expect that as former combatants, they will go through the demobilization and rehabilitation program, and this will facilitate their reintegration back into Rwandan society.